Sister Christina, she's here, she's been, I think, missing. Welcome, Christina. All right. We're gonna...
this was off before.
We're gonna read from this scripture. Mark 15, 27, from 27. We read together. They crucified him, two rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself." The same way the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves.
He saved others, they said,
but he can't save himself. Let his Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross that we may see and believe. Those crucified with him also heaped on him. Luke 23. One of the criminals who hung there hurried insult at him. "Arrest you, the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the
criminal rebuked him.
"Don't you fear God?" he said.
"Since you are under the same sentence,
we are punished justly,
but we are getting what we deserve.
But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
Jesus answered him, "Are you telling the truth? Today you will be with me in paradise."
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Today's sermon is about the thief who got saved. We're going to talk about more about Jesus and the thief who got saved. We will ignore that one who were not got saved. We will not talk about him. You may have heard or have seen a thief in your neighborhood where you lived or where you are living. What is the character of a thief? We see here, the Bible says the Mark and the Luke, they say it's rebels, criminals. What the life of criminals? The rebels, you know. Criminal does not obey the law. They live by stealing, even murder, to take away possession from people. Right? That's the life, and they don't care about people, about God. It's about all about themselves, and they are cruel. How cruel they are! They live a miserable life according to us, and they are wretched, right? Actually, from man's point of view, this thief, like we are talking about the thief on the left, this thief is hopeless and helpless. It's impossible for him to save himself, right? It's impossible. He's already on the cross. All right, he's hung there. There is no way out. In fact, actually, that's man's point of view. In fact, God's law is much harder and higher than human law. You see this life. Fortunately, the amazing story, this amazing news, is that the very thief got saved. He got saved. What is impossible for man is possible for God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Actually, in this world, no one deserves to be saved. Mm-hmm. We are only saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
We are only saved by the grace of God. But according to God's mercy, there is no one who cannot be saved. According to God's mercy, there is no one who cannot be saved. From our eyes, from a human point of view, there are people who cannot be saved. When you see someone who has done or is doing all the worst things in the world, you can say, how can this person get saved? How come? But the Lord Jesus came for to those people. Because of these people, he was hung on the cross because of those people. Actually, we see from Timothy 1:15, Paul, he says, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. From whom I am the worst. Actually, unless you came to the level of seeing yourself a worse sinner, you are not ready for salvation.
Amen.
You are not ready yet for salvation. Because the Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Amen.
That's why we need what? Repentance and forgiveness.
Amen.
Second point, forgiveness and repentance.
Amen.
We see on this passage, on Luke 23:34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Father, forgive them. This is Jesus' prayer. And all the two rebels, criminals, heard this prayer. And one of them, the one on the left, he just received that prayer.
Amen.
Let me tell you, when Jesus asks something from God, you see throughout the four Gospels, whenever Jesus asks something from God, it is right away given. When God, Jesus prayed, asking forgiveness for these two rebels, forgiveness, the answer was given. One received, another one didn't receive. He received the forgiveness. He just received the forgiveness right away. Right away. You know, this prayer touched his heart.
Amen.
Touched his heart.
Amen.
And whenever we see Acts 13:38 says, therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you.
Amen.
Forgiveness of sins, it has been proclaimed to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to us to receive it.
Amen.
To receive forgiveness by faith.
Amen.
By faith.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Forgiveness actually is the best revenge, because according to God's word, it's the best revenge. According to God's word, in Matthew 6, it says, if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's the transaction. All right? That's the transaction. If you forgive, your Father will also forgive you.
Amen.
If you don't, your Father won't forgive you too. So, if you want God to forgive, if we want God to forgive us our sins, then we have to forgive others too.
Amen.
Do you have someone you find it very, very hard to forgive? Brother, sister, if you find it so hard to forgive, don't expect God to forgive you. Don't expect, because that's the transaction. You forgive, you'll be forgiven. If you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven. That's that it is. All right? Remember, the young man in the Israel, Joseph, his brothers from the same mother, from the same father, they did all the harm you could imagine. You know, they sold him, they put him in a hole, a big hole. But at the end, when he was already comfortable, the kingdom in Egypt, he was like a second minister in Egypt. He forgave all of them. He told them, "Don't worry. That was God's way. What you did was God's way. You know. Let's see. What the harm others do to us as God's way for blessing us, for purifying, for transforming us. Right? All right. Brothers and sisters, we should forgive others if we want to be forgiven as well.
Amen.
We see on verse 41. Look in the same passage 41. He said the thief on the left. He said, "We are punished justly."
For we are getting what our deeds deserve.
But this man has done nothing wrong. This is the repentance from his heart. He recognizes his shortcomings, right? The message of repentance should be preached every time. In the church, everywhere we preach the gospel, the message of repentance is not being preached in many, many churches. But remember, John the Baptist, he preached the repentance.
Amen.
Jesus himself preached the repentance.
Amen.
Peter preached the repentance. We should also preach the repentance. That's why even us, we should repent. We should have this life of repenting. Mm. Repenting. What is repentance? What is repentance? It's turning of mind.
Amen.
Changing your mind. It's Amen. Like 180 degree change in turning, right? Mm. If I am going this way, I turn like this. Mm. That is repentance. Mm. Okay, let me just give you my own story. I used to be smoking when I was in high school. For like 6 years, I used to be smoking. And at one night on May 16th, 2000, when the Holy Spirit came into my heart, convicted me on my sins, actually I did not repent only for my sins, because that night I got saved. I received Jesus in my life. I didn't repent only my sins, but also the habit of smoking. From that time on, the thirst of smoking had gone. From that night on, I am not smoking. I don't even have that thirst of smoking. From that night, I was surprised too. I loved smoking every night in my campus, where I was living in boarding school. With my friends, before we go to sleep, we will go in a corner, we will smoke before we go to sleep. Every night. But that night, the thirst of smoking was washed away, gone away. That night, that's repentance. That is repentance. You know, today, we need genuine repentance. The problem we have, many believers don't repent genuinely. They confess that they got saved, but the lifestyle is still the same. What kind of repentance? That's not repentance. Because who is fooling you? Who? You can fool everyone, but you cannot fool God. You can fool everyone, even here. but you cannot forget. That's why we need that deep, that because God knows the deep, our deep down in our hearts. We need to repent genuinely and develop the fear of God. Now let's see the fear of God. We see on verse 14, that the criminal says, the other criminal, he rebuked his friend on the right side. He said, don't you fear God? He said, since you are under the same sentence, fearing God. Here we are talking about holy fear of God, the reverence of God. All right, we are talking about the holy fear of God. Yeah, of course there is another fear of God when you fear God for the bad things, the wrong things we have done, because we fear because of what we have done wrong. But this fear we're talking about here is the reverence, because God is our maker, we are human being. God owns our life. We have to develop this fear, all right? The Bible says in the Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, God is love. Yes, God is love. But he's also holy.
Amen.
He's a consuming fire. And he's not mocked. Do we really fear God? Do we fear that we may hurt God by what we do? If you lose this fear of God, you will not care on how you live your life. If you lose this fear of God, you know, the proverb says, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. If you say you fear God, you hate evil. All right? We see brother Job. Job, he's known for a man who was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. That's how a fearful man lives. He shuns evil. He shuns evil. The fear of God convicts us when we are going in an ungodly direction. Alright? Yeah. We read here, you are already under the death sentence. You see, he realized that he was dying slowly. He's going on the lake of fire. That brings repentance from his heart. Alright? Yeah. And also repentance comes when you also acknowledge your sins. Alright? Acknowledge. Let's see Jeremiah 3:13. It's there. Yeah. Yeah. Only acknowledge your guilt. Admit that you rebel against the Lord your God and commit adultery against him by worshiping idols under every green tree. Confess that you refuse to listen to my voice. I, the Lord, have spoken. All right. You know, the same hardening of heart of Israel in the time of the prophet Jeremiah is the same today. People are hardening their hearts. They don't to soften to receive God to him to break their hearts, right? You know, recognizing our sin is like a halfway to repentance.
Amen.
Remember, the prodigal son, in Luke 15, it is the only when he came to his senses. When he came to his senses that he resolved to get out of his slave condition. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is the lessons I wanted to learn from this story. This story about the thief who got saved.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now I welcome my brother, Paul to continue to proceed with the same message.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Can we sing this song, What Can Be Done? Let's sing this song, Oh Lord Jesus. We'll sing a cappella. Just give us a song. My eyes are dry, my faith is old, my heart is hard. My prayers are cold, and I know how I am to be. Alive to you, and dead to me. Amen. Let's sing this song. My eyes are dry, my faith. Christ, I'll tell you something, the world will be against you.
Amen.
If you have faith in Jesus Christ, people will go against you. If you preach the truth, you will be insulted, you will be attacked. So, no wonder why Jesus says, if you want to follow me, you need to deny yourself and walk through the narrow gate. That's the narrow gate. People will insult you. People will mock you. People will say all different wrong things about you. Okay? People will backbite you. This is what happened to Jesus Christ right now on the cross. Right? And this is what happened. The thief on the left is insulting Jesus. Was on the same under the same death sentence. So if you have faith in Jesus Christ, you have to be aware the world system is against it. Okay? You will hit the world system. The thief on the right, he believed in Jesus, but the world didn't believe in Jesus, right? The thief on the right says, he's not a sinner. Look, we have done our wrong things and we are getting what we have done. But this man on the right, right, the middle cross, right? Jesus, he has done nothing wrong. He's not a sinner. This is what thief is saying. But the world is saying, he's a sinner. Believing in Jesus Christ is the most glorious thing. It's the most glorious thing, but be aware, there's insult and mocking. You have to pay the price. Would you still believe in Jesus, even if people mock you and insult you?
Amen.
Would you do that?
Amen.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Let me share a little bit about faith. Hebrew chapter 12 verse 2. Read it together. Begin. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. We need to fix our eyes on who?
Jesus.
Who is Jesus according to this scripture? He's the author and the perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the author of our faith.
Amen.
In other words, faith is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word is Jesus. When you hear the Word of God, you say amen, that Word will enter into you.
Amen.
And that Word is Jesus.
Amen.
And that Word Jesus in you is your faith.
Amen.
Do you understand this?
Amen.
So that is why when you have faith in Jesus, that is why when you begin to show your faith and you demonstrate your faith, the world will go against you. Because faith is Jesus Christ. Look at Galatians 2:20. I live in faith. The faith what?
Of the Son of God.
If you read in an NIV version, it will say the faith in the Son of God. No, that's wrong. It's of. Faith of the Son of God. It's not your faith, but it's Christ's faith. Hallelujah. My faith go up and down all the time, but Christ's faith in me is stable.
Amen.
It's a solid rock. Amen. It's unstable. It's a stable. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's why when you demonstrate your faith, and the moment you say a word of faith, people mock you. Because it's Jesus. Remember the story, remember the message, Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are you if you persecuted because of righteousness, the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven is yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then the last point is, blessed are you if you persecuted because of Jesus. Mm-hmm. The eighth blessing is you will be persecuted because of righteousness, meaning when you leave out Christ, there will be persecution. But there will be another deeper persecution that will be there. You'll be persecuted just because of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
That is active and living in us. Living in me and living in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that faith will carry you unto the end.
Amen.
That faith, the faith is faithful and it will make you faithful unto the end.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, let's go to the sixth point. Who is Jesus Christ to you? Let's read... Okay, now let's go to, is it verse 41? Is it verse 41? Okay, yeah, verse 41. Let's read the verse 41 of Luke chapter 23. 41. Ready? Where is it? Okay. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong. This man has done nothing wrong. And then, verse 42. Go ahead. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your
kingdom.
Now this is the key verse here. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Now, this thief on the right did not believe Jesus as the good teacher, as a religious teacher, as some good model for life. But this thief on the right, he believed in Jesus as Savior.
Amen.
As a Savior of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, look up, brothers. Look up. Okay, lift your eyes. Lift your spirit, lift your eyes. Let your shoulders up. Amen?
Amen.
Focus, focus. This is a battle going on in your mind. Every word, every preaching, every proclamation of the gospel is a spiritual battle. Amen?
Amen.
Be alert. Fight the battle in your spirit. All right? Hallelujah?
Amen.
So, who is Jesus Christ to you? If I ask you this question, who is Jesus Christ to you? From your spirit, what would you answer? Huh? Who is Jesus Christ to you? He's a good person. He is not a sinner. He's a good person. He is Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is Christ, meaning the Messiah, and He's the Son of the living God. And not only that He's the Son of God, but He's the Son of man.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is perfect God, and He's a perfect man. And He died for our sins on the cross. And He resurrected from the death. And He ascended into heaven, and He became a life-giving spirit. And that life-giving spirit is in you. It's in your spirit. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this wonderful good news that God lives in me. That's who Jesus Christ is. That my Lord, my Jesus, is in my spirit.
Amen.
God lives in my spirit.
Amen.
That's what I know about my Lord. How about your Lord? Is it? Do we believe in the same Lord?
Amen.
Do we believe in the same Jesus?
Amen.
Is He in your spirit? Praise be to our Lord Jesus Christ who lives in our spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. And let's go to the next point. 7. Christ's answer. Christ's answer. Verse 43. Okay. Christ's answer. Let's read together. Christ answered him. I tell you the truth. Today. One more time. One more time. Read that scripture one more time. Begin.
I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise.
When?
Today.
When?
Today.
Today. Not tomorrow. Not later. Mm. Oh, dear my friends, look at me. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Not later. You know what's the greatest temptation? The tactic of the enemy? These days, before, he tried to fool people by saying, there's no Jesus. There's no, the Bible is not an accurate word of God. He tried to mess up. Tell lie with Jesus Christ, with Bible, with church. But these days, he says that's all true. Bible is true. Jesus is the Son of God. He's a Savior, and church is holy place. And you know, Satan acknowledges everything. Do you know that? That's what he does. But with this is his tactic. Everything is right about the Bible, and Jesus Christ, even he's coming back, but he's not coming back today. He's coming back tomorrow. And when you hit tomorrow, he will say that again. He's not coming back today. He's coming back tomorrow. When you face the tomorrow, he will say you again. He whispered to your ears. He's not coming back today. He's coming back tomorrow. He will keep delay it so that you will be, you will be not living alert. Huh? You will not be awake. You'll be in sleep. And you will forget about His kingdom, the urgency of His kingdom. Today is your salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us not delay it tomorrow. Today is a day to make a decision.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at John 5:24. Read it together. Begin.
I tell you the truth.
Whoever hears my word and believes in who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from
death to life.
This is what happens. The moment you believe in Jesus Christ, you will be transformed. Okay, look at this. Yeah, the moment you say yes to Jesus, the moment you say, remember me, you will have eternal life. And you will cross over from death to life. Already has happened. Hallelujah. We thank you for this grace for the eternal life, don't we? Huh? Are you thankful? But my point is here. My point is this. If you are saved and you are a Christian, you're a believer, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we can be saved just by saying, remember me. Simple as that. Remember me, and you become a child of God. What about all those people out there who is still in darkness, who is going astray, who's suffering under darkness? What about those people? If this gospel is appreciated in you, if this gospel is stirring you, you are appreciating the power of the gospel, power of the cross. What about those people out there? Would you be willing to go and share and tell them there's Jesus who died for your sins? There's Jesus who rose again from the dead. There's Jesus who became a life-giving spirit. And just say yes to Jesus, and he will come and he will save you. He will deliver you from all those trials and sufferings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the best season to share the gospel, isn't it?
Amen.
Right? Soon there will be Christmas trees and every year, the carols and the gifts, everything will be out there, isn't it? Huh? Although we don't believe Jesus Christ came on December, we celebrate Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ every day. Amen.
Amen.
We celebrate the cross, and we remember the cross, and we celebrate the resurrection every day, every Sunday, not once a year. Hallelujah. But I want to just lay a burden in your heart that as we talk about this gospel, that we need to have a burden for the lost people. Now, there's a last point here. I want to emphasize, there are three crosses now. You see, there's three crosses on Golgotha. Jesus is on the right cross, the cross of the Savior. Everybody say, the cross of the Savior.
The cross of the Savior.
Okay, this is why Jesus was hung on the cross, in the middle one. The middle, the cross of the Jesus Christ, the Savior. On the right cross, the cross of the Savior. This thief on the right, he got saved on that day. And there's this cross on the left. This is a cross of the condemnation. Cross of death. Cross of eternal lake of fire. Now, you are, okay? Which one would you choose? Now, everybody, listen. We have to see ourselves. We have to see ourselves, either one of this. Are we on the right or are we on the left? Because due to our sins, all of us, we should have been crucified. In fact, we are more brutal. We may be more brutal, more criminal than this criminal, two thief on the cross. But we have to see ourselves. Which one? Are we on the right or are we on the left? The left one insults Jesus by saying, "If you are Jesus, huh? You can save all the people because you say you're the Savior. You can save the people. Why don't you save yourself? Come down from the cross." Now what an insult. Now people are mocking Jesus. People are insulting Jesus. Huh, look at this. You say you will tear down the temple of God and 3 days you're going to raise them up. Why don't you save yourself? Why don't you prove yourself that you are the Son of God? Now what an insult. Now, whenever I read this story, I said, oh, if I was Son of God, I would probably tell Father, and you're hung on the cross, all right? You're bleeding and this is excruciating pain. You're in pain. And people are mocking, spitting at you, and just insulting. Now you are the Son of God. You can do all things, don't you? I would tell my Father, Father, just give me 1 minute. Give me a break, 1 minute. I will die. I will come back and be crucified. I will die for my people. But just give me 1 minute, Father. All right? And then, boom. He'll just fly off from the cross. He'll fly off from the cross and then transform him to the glorious King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and show to all people, you're mocking me? You're insulting me? Look who I am. I am the Son of God. And if I just, you'll all die. You'll die. Don't mess with me. Alright? Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. Don't insult me. Don't mock me. I am Jesus. And then I would just bring thunder, bring storm, and just give them some good lesson. And then go back. To show them I'm Jesus. Time to time I think about this. But Jesus didn't do that. You know why? You know why he didn't do it? Because he was meek. Meek means not retaliating, not revenge, not fighting. Jesus never fight. He took it as a little lamb of God. Because that is the only way to show his love for us. Hallelujah. Which one are you? On the right or left? On the right, he acknowledged his sin. He acknowledged who Jesus Christ is. And he said, remember me, Jesus. If on the left, he insulted and he mocked Jesus, same as other people. Oh, Lord Jesus. If you die now, would you go to heaven? Are you sure you're going to go to heaven? You're going to die once. Hello? We're going to die once, don't we? I want you to be able to say this when you die. Lord, I ran my race faithfully. I ran my race. And I finished the race. Do you know? Do you know? The only reason why you are still breathing, you are still alive, is because God is giving you time to be changed. Time to be transformed. Because if you die now, you will not become overcomer. But God gives you grace. Extend your time for your life, inner life, to grow. So you become overcomer. And when you die, you're proud to say to your Lord Jesus, I have finished the race. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Oh, we're on the right cross. Listen, we're on the right cross. Crucified. In pain because of our sins. And after 5 minutes, we'll breathe the last breath and die. Right? The thief. But praise the Lord, he was with Jesus forever.
Amen.
And today, we can experience same Jesus like this thief on the right. Jesus is in your spirit, and you can feel his love. You can feel his comfort. Feel Christ's embrace. Hallelujah. Oh, close your eyes. Why don't you feel his love? Feel his love. Feel his embrace. If you need to repent, you need to repent. Go ahead, repent. Repent and change of your mind. Oh, turn from your worldly ways, fleshly way, wicked ways, sinful ways, any hidden sins, confess it, and turn to Jesus now. Turn to Jesus now and experience the kingdom of God. Your spirit. Experience Jesus now. He's in your spirit. Oh Lord Jesus, what can be done? Oh, what can be done? Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus. Remember us. Remember me. Thank you for the cross. That should have been my cross. But Jesus, you took the cross on my behalf. You took my position of the cross. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Oh, Lord Jesus. Help my brothers and sisters here, Lord, to open their hearts and to open their spirit. My eyes are dry. My faith is old. My heart is hard, my prayers are cold, and I know how I ought to be, amen, alive to you.
for all her like mine, soft in it all, with oil and wine, amen. The oil is you, your Spirit of love, wash me anew in the light of your
love. Okay, close your eyes. Let me ask this question one more time. If you die now, you breathe your last breath, and you die now, would you go to heaven? Would you go to be with Jesus? Do you have assurance of salvation? If not, would you pray this prayer with your heart? Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you because you died on the cross for my sins and for my sin. I should have been there, crucified on the cross, because I was a criminal, or I am a criminal. Oh Lord Jesus, I thank you because you died on my behalf. I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my Lord, as my Master. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you, and I ask you to lead my life from today on.
Amen.
I acknowledge and I confess that Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is Lord over my mind, my heart, my spirit. Jesus is the Lord over my entire life. Jesus is the Lord over my future. Therefore, I delightly give my life unto your hand.
Amen.
And I ask you, use me for your name's sake.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and amazing love. If thief can be saved, everyone can be saved.
Amen.
If thief can be saved, I can be saved. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your saving power.
Amen.
Thank you for the power of the cross.
Amen.
But now, as we know, the power of your salvation, the power of the cross, we will not be silent. But we want to go out and tell the world what you have done for us.
Amen.
We want to go out into the world and tell the world who you are. That you are the Son of God. That you are the Son of Man. That you, God, man, has become a life-giving spirit. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
This thief on the right, he only said, remember me. Remember me, Jesus. Oh, Lord, what a glorious, what a wonderful good news we have. Help us to share it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All glory back to your great name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give our hands to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Father Jesus.